I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
Silence means so much to me. It's more than just wearing the dress. It's about hopefully inspiring the next generation.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. We're growing and we're looking forward to the upcoming season.
What do you remember most about that first cap?
The first cap, God, very little. That's a long time ago, very little.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at the Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
The Netball Show with Andy Lamb and Sasha Shipway.
I'm Sasha Shipway and welcome to The Netball Show with Mizuno. This week we hear from England internationals Natalie Haythornthwaite and Kate Shimmin. Yes, the Aussie has signed to the England Roses programme this season. And we'll also have Sarah Gandon on the show as she shares her memories about her time at Bath with Anna Stembridge and New England head coach Jess Thirlby. And if that wasn't enough, you can hear about Bucks, UCAS and Sport Scotland. Well, you've probably heard the news by now that England international Nat Haythornthwaite has re-signed for the New South Wales Swifts next season. This is especially good news given the injuries she's suffered this season to her hamstring, and a great reward for her fantastic performances at the Netball World Cup this year. Nat joins us directly from Australia. Congrats on re-signing for Swifts. What does it mean to you, Nat?
Oh, yeah, thank you. It's just so exciting. I think hopefully next year I'll be able to do an actual full season with the Swifts, which will be really good. But yeah, it's just awesome to be able to stay on at the Swifts and continue building with the team. I've loved my time here so far. Yeah, and I'm just really excited about next year.
And very important to get more experience in the Suncorp Super Netball League, of course, given what happened earlier in the season with your injury.
Oh yeah, like getting injured definitely wasn't the plan, and coming to the Swifts for my first full contract year this year, I wanted to be able to play everything for the team and be there for the team and train with the girls all the time, and getting injured obviously like hindered that a little bit. But Swifts have been awesome throughout my injury and through my rehab, and I've still felt a huge part of the squad, so I'm just really excited at the chance of being able to do a full season next year.
The team has an excellent culture, doesn't it? We can definitely see that watching the games over here, and that makes it even more special. How important do you think things like that mean for you?
Yeah, the girls at Swifts are incredible. The girls and the staff, it's just such a good culture and such a healthy, good environment to be a part of, and I just feel really lucky that I'm in, yeah, such a good squad.
The good news is that Swifts have a following in the UK. That's thanks to you and Helen. So Fast Five is in October. Two seasons ago with Wasps, you know what kind of experience it was like. So will you be coming back to be a guest all-star perhaps?
Yeah, that would be cool, wouldn't it? I've done Fast Five a few seasons ago and it was fun with Wasps. I don't know about this year yet, so you'll have to keep an eye out.
Cheers, Nat. Kate Shimmin has been named as one of those members of Jess's first England selection. Hopefully we'll be hearing from her at the end of the season. But Katrina from Netball Scoop spoke to her about her Roses selection at the end of round 12 in the Suncorp.
Am I allowed to ask you about Roses now?
Yeah, of course!
Yes. So first, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
How are you eligible?
Well, my mum and dad are both from England.
Oh, right.
And, you know, your netball career is a really short lifespan, and I want to take every opportunity I can to play at the very top level for as long as possible, and I just thought, why not? But I will always be grateful for the opportunities that Netball Australia gave me, representing Australia in the Under-21s World Youth Cup, for example.
You've been a Diamonds training partner too, haven't you?
Diamonds training partner. Yeah, I'll always be thankful for that, and yeah, you know, it's like I said, a short lifespan, and yep, I want to play as much netball as I possibly can until the very end.
When did you find out that you made the squad?
A couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, so you're very excited. Keep it really quiet.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm not good at keeping secrets. So. Yeah, but no, I'm so excited. You just see where it takes me.
And you're going to be still staying with the Thunderbirds? You're not going to see you over at the Vitality League or anything?
We'll see how we go next year. I just want to focus on these last few games, but love to stay at the Thunderbirds. Adelaide's my home. I love the Thunderbirds, I bleed pink, but we'll see how we go.
Thanks to Netball Scoop for that. That reminds me, I must get my order in for a supporter shirt. And even though the World Cup was a month ago now, I'm still noticing people posting memories of it, which is really good to see. I think I found a picture of me online with Norma Plummer, and a great one of me and Marika as well. Bit of a surprise of retirement, but she'll be missed. And if you missed it, either have a look above or below this podcast as we spoke to her to find out about her career on the day it was announced.
Hi, this is Stephanie from the Centre Pass podcast with your round 13 results from Suncorp Super Netball. The Collingwood Magpies kept their finals hopes alive, defeating the New South Wales Swifts 64-56. The Giants defeated the Adelaide Thunderbirds 54-40. The Sunshine Coast Lightning came from behind to defeat the Melbourne Vixens by a goal, 56-55, and the Queensland Firebirds had their first win, defeating the West Coast Fever 68-62. I'll be back next week with the round 14 results.
We know that 1.4 million women and girls across the country are playing netball, but the clear majority are still playing in running shoes or generic trainers, which don't provide the necessary support required to play the fast-moving and dynamic sport that netball is today.
So as a sports injury specialist, one of my biggest bugbears is seeing netball players playing netball in running shoes. The reason this is annoying for me is because running shoes are designed for running in a linear motion. They're not designed for stop, start, change direction, and looking after the stability of a player as they're coming down from the air. So the benefit of a netball shoe over a running shoe is they're designed to give you more stability and allow you to change direction with better grip, and also allow you to give a more stable knee and ankle position when coming down from a height, therefore reducing the risk of injury in those two areas.
You're listening to The Netball Show with Mizuno. Sarah Gandon is the former England team manager, and we got her memories of being around the squad at international tournaments a short time ago. Sarah told us about the work she's been doing with UCAS and Bucks, but she did start by telling us about her time at Team Bath.
I just love Anna and Jess. They are so good at what they do. And I guess I've kind of done it the other way around, so I never team managed a Super League team before I was England manager, and almost that the university's experience. So I was Scottish Uni's team manager, then I was British Uni's team manager, meant that I used to watch Super League and just love every team because I felt like I had a touch point in every team, and I knew a lot of the youngsters coming through from the university system. So when Anna asked me to cover some games with Team Bath, I was like, oh my goodness, I'm going to put a team colour on. This is really bizarre. And a lot of the England players are still like, what have you got that on for? Because I just never had, I never had a club and never was associated really with a club. But obviously, having worked with Anna and Jess through England, I was so lucky within the time I was at England, I got to work with some amazing coaches. So Anna, Jess, Tamsin, Emily Perry, Liv Murphy, Karen Atkinson, Tracy, Karen Gregg, you know, the best coaches in the country. So to be offered the opportunity to go and do some stuff with Team Bath, I have just loved every minute of it because those players are just amazing. I love them.
You're also part of the Bucks advisory group as well, obviously a hugely important part of the future of the game.
Yeah, I'm the chair of the Bucks sports advisory group for netball, and I actually started when it used to be called the sports management group in, I'll be showing my age here, but in 2005, I think, five or six. I was second or third year at university and I was on there as a student rep. And I've only taken very brief sabbaticals from being on that group. And now that I'm the chair, it's such an exciting group. We've got really good people on that group who are really passionate about netball in general, but also about student netball, because for anyone that follows Bucks netball, you will know that when it comes to finals, it's an absolutely brilliant game. I used to say that semi-finals was my favourite day of the year because it was always in a centralised venue and there was four of the best teams in the country. They now do home semis instead, which I think is a shame, but I'm sure it has better atmosphere.
Yeah.
So the work that we do at Bucks has been really rewarding. We're working on a partnership at the moment with the governing bodies to try and offer umpiring appointments at Premier League level. We've done some stuff at tier 7 and below, so for those of you who don't know, there are 14 tiers of Bucks netball, so that's 14 leagues, and sometimes there's an A and a B stream, so across all the regions. So below tier 7, we looked at making sure that games weren't cancelled so often, and the main reason for cancelling was not being able to get umpires. So we've now got the rule that training umpires can work alongside qualified umpires, and we are hoping that the impact of that is that less games are cancelled and more goes ahead. So what's next? I don't know. I'm definitely keen to have a look at mixed netball. It's going on my agenda for the next meeting to start that conversation, because we know that to grow the game, we do need some men in the game, and mixed does happen at universities already. It's just whether these unis that are already entering 7-8 teams into the Bucks leagues have actually got the court space to enter a mixed team as well.
Oh, well, Knights will be happy to hear that.
Yeah, and I think they're doing a great job to promote the game to our male counterparts. I don't think the university system is ready for a full male league, but I do think that if we looked into the mixed area, you know, the world's our oyster beyond that.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely not saying it'll never happen. I just think at the moment the appetite's probably more for mixed than it is for men's in that area. But I definitely think university sport is one of my passions. I worked for Scottish Student Sport and for Bucks, and I volunteer for both. So I do think they can help make changes in sports, because they've got that enthusiasm for change where I think sometimes it's a bit harder in the governing bodies.
You would have enjoyed the final then, Birmingham v Hearts. What a game.
Oh, it was brilliant. I think it shows the difference in a year. So Hertfordshire will know that on the year before we played the final, and I felt really deflated, not because the game was bad, because it was a brilliant game between Hearts and Bath. It was actually closer than this year. But we were on a backcourt. There was no court laid. It started at 8 o'clock at night. Mm. They were clearing out the hoardings as we were playing. And this year, as a sports advisory group, we all just said, no, we promise you netball will be watched if we stream it. Tamsin kindly said she would come and do commentary. So I basically attempted to make that game look like a Sky game. And hopefully across the streaming, that was what it looked like between the lead court. Gary organised all the umpires, and then because he was there on the day, offered to commentate as well. And I just think Tamsin and Gary commentating together was a dream. I once commentated on Bucks finals, and I'll tell you, I'm not a very good commentator.
I'm sure it was fine.
Well, I didn't know I was doing it until 5 minutes before, and yeah, I definitely did not know the names of all the subs. So it helped a lot that Tamsin knew pretty much all of the players on both teams. But yeah, the game was incredible. I have been to Bucks finals where it's gone down to the wire and there's been tears on the court. And, you know, that game was a bit wider, but it still showed the absolute class that we have playing at Bucks. And for Fran to then be selected into the World Cup squad after playing a Bucks final in the same year is just so incredible.
Yeah.
I'm so pleased for her.
You're keeping busy these days with GandonSports.com and the delivery of anti-doping education. How important is that?
Oh, it's so important. I work for UCAD and also for Sport Scotland. So part of my role is out delivering education to elite athletes, but I also get the opportunity to do outreach and actually go out to some sports events and just talk to parents and younger athletes about how to check medication, risks of supplements, and had a really amazing opportunity to chair a panel of kind of clean sport, we like to call it, experts. So Robbie Rennick, who was a GB swimmer, and then Dr. Laurie Patterson, who's an academic in the field of clean sport and anti-doping. We were at the Scottish Student Sport Conference and kind of gave our thoughts and opinions, and we really feel that student sport could be a driver for making sure that some athletes that are just coming through the system have the right education and have the right tools and knowledge to make sure that they can stay clean and aren't caught for inadvertent doping. Because although there's not a lot of tests that happen at the moment, testing will increase. UCAD have received more funding for testing, so we hope that the testing team will get out and do a bit more so that people take it a lot more seriously.
Are people pretty clued up on things like this?
It's quite a mix. So within the England team, a lot of netballers at the top level know it. While I worked at England Netball, I created a strategy around clean sport where each of the Super League teams had to receive education every year. All the staff within Super League teams had to be educated, and that still goes on every year. So that actually means that netball are delivering above and beyond what some other sports are. So some other sports would just do their high performance team or maybe their development squad, whereas we're out in every Super League franchise every year. And then the senior athletes will get some more education as well. So although I think it was publicised recently that there haven't been tests for quite a long time in Super League, I think they will come back. But equally, I do think that netball's in a really positive position because the players are proud to be clean. They really live by it. But yeah, I think some testing would actually help them prove it rather than just live it.
That's brilliant. You just want to remind us of your website so we can keep in touch and find out more about what you're doing?
Yeah, so I'm doing a few things, but my website is gandonsports.com, and I'm a consultant in a few different areas, so you can have a look at the website and see what it is I'm up to. But yeah, this month it's lots of event management and clean sport and anti-doping.
As ever, you can follow us on Twitter. We are at The Netball Show. Make sure you tweet us and give us your feedback. If you like the podcast, leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to the show. We're also on Facebook, also The Netball Show. So, yep, check us out, and thank you so much for listening.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
Silence means so much to me. It's more than just wearing the dress. It's about hopefully inspiring the next generation.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. We're growing and we're looking forward to the upcoming season.
What do you remember most about that first cap?
The first cap, God, very little. That's a long time ago, very little.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at the Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
The Netball Show with Andy Lamb and Sasha Shipway.